Nonprofits tell Ninth Circuit BPA's dam decision poses imminent harm, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. The consequences of the Bonneville Power Administration's decision to join SPP's Markets Plus could hit the Northwest sooner rather than later, even though the agency has yet to formally join the market, a group of nonprofits suing it over the choice told the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The group wrote in a reply brief that the potential injuries arising from BPA's day-ahead market choice are imminent, urging the court to reject agency's argument that the suit is too hypothetical for standing. The brief is dated February 20 but appeared on the docket February 23. As the NW Energy Coalition has emphasized, Bonneville is now implementing numerous steps to go live in Markets Plus in October 2028, the group wrote. Every additional step towards the date without vacate and a remand order will make a fair and candid look at alternatives less likely. The court has everything it needs to vacate the dam policy and record of decision and remand for preparation of an environmental impact statement. Represented by Earth Justice, the organizations suing BPA include NWEC Idaho Conservation League, Montana Environmental Information Center, Oregon Citizens Utility Board, and the Sierra Club. On May 9, BPA issued its decision to join Markets Plus over CAISO's Extended Day-Ahead Market, or EDAM. The announcement came after a lengthy debate over which day-ahead market would provide the most benefits to BPA and its customers. The plaintiffs filed their claims July 10, alleging the agency failed to factor in environmental impacts and financial considerations in violation of the National Environmental Policy Act, the Pacific Northwest Electric Power Planning and Conservation Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act. BPA has yet to officially join Markets Plus, but it plans to do so in October 2028. In a December 19 answering brief, the agency argued the plaintiffs lack standing because the alleged injuries rest on its participation in Markets Plus, which has yet to happen. Even if the court finds the group has standing, the claims under the Northwest Power Act and NEPA fail under precedent established in the Ninth Circuit, BPA argued. BPA's decision is a quintessential example of the agency evaluating what is in its sound business interest, according to the agency. It said the suit is an attempt at getting the court to second-guess that determination. Although they disagree with BPA's conclusions, BPA considered the relevant factors and articulated a rational connection between the facts found and the choice made, it contended. In the February 20 brief, the plaintiffs called BPA's injury assessment incorrect. They noted that when BPA announced its day-ahead market choice, it also announced it intends to exit CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market, or WEIM. Leaving the WEIM will result in immediate cost and reliability harms to NWEC, the February 20 brief states. BPA's failure to consider the environmental impacts of its choice further demonstrates the immediate risk of harm, the plaintiffs claimed. It focused only on the economic impacts of extreme weather and the necessity of building out transmission lines and generation resources, which all have environmental consequences that Bonneville never disclosed or considered, he argued.
Though BPA claims the dam policy and R.O.D. are just preliminary steps and do not trigger the need for an environmental analysis, it has committed $40 million to Markets Plus, demonstrating there is nothing tentative about this choice, the plaintiffs argued. While a formal contract to join has not yet been signed, the policy and R.O.D. set in motion multiple concrete steps that are designed to culminate in a contract to join Markets Plus 2 years from now, according to the brief.
These steps include negotiating specific contracts, initiating necessary rate cases, and amending standards. BPA has argued that its day-ahead market process was conducted with significant stakeholder input, noting in its final market decision that other electric utilities weighing which market to join have done so without public process or transparency. Production cost studies found that participation in EDAM under certain scenarios could deliver the agency up to $106 million in greater benefits than Markets Plus. However, the agency has contended those failed to factor in other key issues, like governance. BPA rationally opted for Markets Plus, the agency argued in the December 19 answer. It presented less risk in meeting BPA's core statutory function of economical service to its customers. Moreover, Markets Plus proved superior in several important evaluation criteria, which from early in the process, BPA emphasized would be important considerations. Trade organizations have filed motions to intervene in the suit in support of BPA, including the Public Power Council, Alliance of Western Energy Consumers, Pacific Northwest Generating Cooperative, and Northwest Requirements Utilities. They, along with SPP itself, highlighted Markets Plus's governance approach and overall design. The trade organizations filed a brief January 23 saying, BPA's decision to pursue Markets Plus was not arbitrary or capricious, as BPA considered relevant quantitative and qualitative factors and rationally applied those factors in reaching its decision.